Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Welcome to it, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, let's get to snippets and words of advice. Snippets and words of advice. And we start with Mashadi Mutobi. Mashadi, greetings to you and welcome.
Good evening, Ruti. Good evening, Ruti Ray, and your wonderful listeners. It's been raining.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been raining.
Yeah.
But we thank God for the rain.
Mm.
And regarding today's topic, the sins of today.
Yeah.
What a topic, Ruti. For today, we don't want to talk about sin. We don't want to talk about transgression. We don't want to talk about iniquity. And perhaps that should be the point of departure.
Mm.
And let me start with by saying, God is spirit. And yeah, those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Mm.
And as you would know, I would follow this one and say further, not worship him with water. We do not worship him with gold or silver or clay or any type of ornament. We do not worship him with money. We worship him and must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let us go straight to the book of Acts chapter 17. Here comes Paul Mruti, and he says, Acts 17, verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious." In other words, they follow everything to the T. They cross the T's, they dot the I's, they know the program, they do things step by step. Verse 23, "For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship," the objects of your worship,
yeah,
"I even found an altar with this transcription, to the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you." Can you just allow me for 2 seconds to say this text still applies to the church or most churches today, wherein we have objects of worship in what we refer to as church buildings. We have a little Mary, we spoke about that some time ago, a little girl drawn or made with clay, painted with powder blue, and she's supposed to be white with a white duke on, and we consider as Mary, we light the candle, we bow, and we go on our knees, and we bow before this image, and we start praying. In the meantime, we are stuck in idolatry. It does not only go as far as that. Let's go back to the Old Testament, what we usually refer to as the Old Testament, not the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. Most churches would refer to that as the Old Covenant. I consider it as still the law of the Most High, where God then speaks to Moses and gives him the Ten Commandments. It's not the only place where he did that. We'll get to that. I'm going to a place where Christ then begins to talk about, or refers rather, to two key commandments. You shall love the Lord God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit, your strength. And then you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. Considering the commandments, there's one that says, you shall not make any image on earth, which could be a representation of anything that could be in heaven. How many people have angels on their jackets or on their badges or
necklaces,
on their coats?
Yeah.
And they consider those as angels or images of angels. We do that. In our churches, we have images. For example, we take the cross And we wear necklaces with the cross, and whenever we have to get into a spiritual warfare, we then take the steel, not steel, steel is heavy, silver.
Mm.
You know, this cross that has been made of silver, and we want to use that to fight a spiritual warfare. We want to use the flesh or the things of the flesh to fight or engage in a spiritual warfare. How do we do that? Because remember, God is spirit. And Paul says the things of God are spiritual, comparing spiritual things to the spiritual. And now our warfare is not carnal as well, he says, but mighty through the Most High to the pulling down of strongholds. And our warfare is not carnal because we fight against principalities and powers and rulers and dominions and spiritual hosts of darkness and wickedness in high places. We cannot fight against those using the flesh. So when we use the flesh in the name of, shall I say, worship or spiritual warfare, that is the sin of today. When we use our money to say, this money should fight for me, that's the thing, or those are the things of the flesh, because the money cannot fight for you. In other words, you are comparing your money to the blood that was shed at Calvary. You are actually saying your money has more power or has equal power, and yet your money cannot save you from sin, and your money cannot deliver you from sin, and your money cannot deliver you or give you eternal life. It's sad, Muruti, it's sad that most churches are stuck in the same text, that they are worshiping an unknown God. How do I know? Revelation says, we are in Revelations chapter 2, and we are in verse 18, but I would like to focus on verse 20. Let me start with verse 18. It reads, "And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first." Verse 20. "Nevertheless, I have a few things against you." I should have started by actually giving a meaning of bruises and transgressions and sin, according to the book of Isaiah, where he was bruised, he was crushed, he was pounded for our transgressions. He was, you know, bruised for our iniquities, our injustices, our biases, our lack of fairness, our unfairness. He was bruised for that. He was crucified. You know, the Bible says the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. He says, verse 20, "Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols." Sadly, most of the time we think that Jezebel is a woman, particularly when it comes to this text.
Yeah.
It's a spirit that seduces. It's a spirit that prophesies falsely, for that matter. It's a spirit that teaches the things that are not of the Most High. An example, Mruti. I went to a funeral recently. And there were lots of pastors there. And went to the cemetery, came back, etc., etc. But then most pastors did not return from the cemetery. They did not go to the house from the cemetery. And obviously questions are always asked, questions, where's so-and-so, and where's so-and-so, and so-and-so. And guess what? There were a few reasons given for the absence of this one and that one and the other one. But for a few others, a few others, here goes. No, they are not in good terms. Why not? One, the church has been split into two or three. Okay, that happens. We've seen that happening too many times. Just when you think that is enough, no, they're fighting over women. Hi, boo. How does that happen? As though that was a lie. Guess what? Someone got married to someone, and someone got married to someone who was someone else's wife. What are we preaching?
Yeah.
What are we teaching?
Yeah.
The sins of today. Mm. The church has embraced that. Because, let me not say the church, let me say most churches or most congregations which consider themselves as the churches of the Most High have sold their souls. Mm. And we have allowed, or rather they have allowed, this woman or the spirit of Jezebel, the spirit that oppresses people, the spirit that is against people, the spirit that wants to take from people. Remember, Jezebel wanted someone's farm. Mm. The spirit that takes, all that that spirit does is to take, harass, oppress, exploit. It happens from the pulpit. So we've got Pastor Jezebel preaching, because all that Pastor Jezebel wants is what you have, mm, not what he or she has been sent to do. Mm.
Hey. It's a sad thing, and these are the things we see. Words and snippets of wisdom, and pertaining to the things we experience. Thank you so much, Mashadi, for that.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Snippets and words of wisdom, we are touching on that. Of course, Mashadi Mutobi has been part of this for quite some time, and we dishing out some snippets and parts of wisdom from the word of the Father, in contrast with what we are doing, or using the word as a reflection of what is happening and what is taking place. Thank you so much, Mashadi. Again, some snippets. It's very important that we really take the gospel seriously and stop playing around. Important, isn't it?
Muruti Ray, as you remove layers of an onion, one layer at a time, so are the days of our lives.
Mm.
You never know what's next except to rest in the Most High.
Yeah.
That is at an individual level, when it comes to your family, when it comes to any interaction that you have with the world, whether it's society in general or the world at large, you never know what to expect. As you seek Him, as you seek a deeper life and a deeper meaning thereof, you cannot help but to say, and I quote Psalm 42, verse 1, and reads, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O the Most High. My soul thirsts for the Most High, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before Him? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? Where is the Most High that you always talk about?"
Mm.
And as you seek a deeper life, you can only find that meaning and Him in this life that you are talking about.
Mm.
Because He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
He is the bread of life.
Mm.
He is the resurrection and the life. Paul then says, in Him we live and move and have our being. Mm. I like what the Son of Man then says a lot earlier. He says, "Oh, my Father, I thank you that you've hidden these things from the wise, mm. but you have revealed them to babes mm. or to children." Mm. So it's only when we redefine who we are in him, when we find ourselves as children, not as disdaring, as mm. children yeah. of the Most High,
yeah.
that we'll find a deeper life in him, because outside of him, there is no better life. Outside of him, there is no life. When you face these challenges that the psalmist refers to, that he continually, they continually ask him, where is this God that you talk about? Those that are facing challenges at any level or in any level of their lives or in any area of their lives, they would know, the family members, the friends, and anyone close to them would say to them, finally, where is this God that you believe in so much when you're facing this, that, mm. or the other? A deeper life is found in him and him alone. Remember, the psalmist also says, he keeps our tears in a bottle.
Yeah.
And to someone who's going through various challenges, no matter what they are, the tendency is we think that we are the only ones going through that. But my Bible also says, hey, as you're going through that, there are people all over the world who are going through something similar. Here's the part. It says, perhaps even more or even worse. Yes. So a deeper life can only be found in the
Right, in the Spirit of the Father, in his word, a deeper life can be found there. Of course, we trust, we believe the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Right, let's get to some final thoughts on this.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We are here 24 hours with a message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave, still touching on the issue of snippets of wisdom. And, of course, living a deeper life also, you know, and some sins that seem to be persisting these days, and no one says anything about them. So I'm talking to Mashadi. Mashadi, welcome back. And, of course, there's quite a lot with a deeper life and the notion of saying to ourselves, in order to really please the Father, we need to go and live in him in the fullest without any compromise.
Muruti Ray, I love Psalm 42, particularly verse 7, which reads, "Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me." This does not necessarily mean the waves that we see in the ocean or in the sea, but it means that the deep, in terms of your spirit realm, the deep within you calls unto the deep in the spirit realm, and you seek him with all your heart. You seek him with all your soul. You seek him as you go through your mourning phase, your brokenheartedness, your issues of life. you seek him and you find him. For he says, you shall seek me and you shall seek me and you will find me. And you shall seek me and you shall seek me and I shall be found by you. And then I will gather you from all places where I had scattered you and restore unto you that which I have promised you. I've just quoted Jeremiah 29, but from verse 12 instead of verse 11 as we know it. Yeah. And it goes further to say, verse 10, as with the breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me while they say to me all day long, where is your God? The church is facing the challenge. Everyone is turning around to say, where is your God when pastors are being shot on the pulpit? Where is this deeper life that you guys are talking about? We should be different from what we should be different from our lives as we see it in our world, which is outside Christ. Where is this God of yours outside all, considering all these things that we're facing in life, whether we are in Gaza, whether we are in Israel, whether we are in Russia, whether we are in any continent, in any country in the on the African continent? It doesn't matter. Where is this God that you're talking about? And notice, it's not the first time that this question comes up in verse 10. The same question was asked also in verse 3. And the same question is being asked to you and I as we walk in this journey, as we are busy talking about the ways of the Most High and how powerful the word is, the deeper life. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to me? And the sooner we get to that point, the better would life be for all of us, that we'd be able to face any kind of challenge and then be able to say, just like it's quoted in verse 7 of Psalm 44, but you, O Most High, have saved us from our enemies and have put to shame those who hated us. In the Most High, we boast all day long and praise your name forever. Can we get to a place of praise? Can we get to a place of boasting in him, knowing that salvation is a gift? If it was not a gift, if we worked hard for it, Paul says, lest we would boast. May his name be praised now and forevermore. Quoting Proverbs 30, do you know him? Do you know his name? Do we? Sengiyabuza nje bazalwane. Just asking. Love always.
Thank you so much, Mashadi, and we really appreciate. May the King be glorified even far much more.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit. It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Coming to the final part, let's get the final snippet with Professor Buyiso Ndezi. I also had some time just to share with her. Professor, greetings to you. Welcome. Thank you so much.
Greetings, Brother Ray. Greetings to the men of God with you. Also, I'd like to greet our listeners in the glorious name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. Discernment for me is the ability to use wisdom to distinguish between good and evil and be able to take the best decision that will favor authentic, ethical, and godly way of doing things. What a better way to do that other than using the spirit of wisdom himself. Isaiah 11 verse 2 says, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. So it means here, for us to be able to use the Spirit of wisdom, the starting point is for us to have the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. There is no way that we can claim to have godly wisdom outside of His Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So it means without the Holy Spirit, we cannot be able to make good decisions that will help us to do the right things for the Lord. This goes to Romans chapter 8, which gives us an identity of who we are and makes us to be able to make these good decisions or to be able to discern. And then with that discernment, we can either choose to run out of situations because we've been shown the danger of being in those situations. And also we can be in a position of identifying the people who come to us, people who associate with us, as to whether they are in God or not. So it says here in Romans chapter 8, I'm just going to read verse 14, which says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. It means if we have the Spirit of God, we will be led by the Spirit of God. We will be guided, directed by the Spirit of God, who will continue to tell us what to do. The presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives will continue to alert us of what is dangerous for us, will alert us of what we must do. The Spirit of God will be the light unto our feet, is going to be the lamp in every direction where we're going. So in other words, for us to totally embrace the Spirit of discernment, it means we need to be very sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. We cannot walk confidently and have the Spirit of discernment if we continually grieve the Holy Spirit. It means the starting point is to acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit and therefore acknowledge His voice. As I acknowledge His voice, I continue to be obedient to His voice. Then He will speak louder and louder. I'm not saying that there are no cases where the Holy Spirit will guide us to take us out of danger if we say, for example, we have not been acquainted with His voice. There will be those situations where the voice of the Spirit will take us out of danger because God loves us. But we need to also establish a relationship with the Father, a relationship with the Holy Spirit, so that we can be in a position to continually hear from Him. I'm reminded of King Solomon when he was ascending into the throne after his father David had passed on. He went to God and asked for the Spirit of discernment. In fact, let me quickly read this passage, then I can speak a bit on what was happening in this case. It's in 1 Kings 3 verse 9 where King Solomon was praying. He said, give your servant therefore an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern these your great people? So he needed that wisdom. So discernment and wisdom are almost cousins. They are almost friends. We cannot say we have wisdom and not have discernment. If we have the Spirit of wisdom, so we are automatically people who could access the Spirit of discernment, because these come from the Holy Spirit. So what was Solomon asking for here is that he may receive this gift that comes from the Holy Spirit, so that he can be able to take good decisions and be able to pick up things that are in line with God. And we know that everything that is good is associated with God. So he needed discernment that he may believe, that he may be able to lead the people of God in an acceptable and a perfect way. So even for us, if we want to lead a life that is in line with the will of God, to lead a life that will reveal God, it means we need to begin by embracing the ministry of the Holy Spirit, who is an indication of the presence of Yeshua in our lives, if we do not grieve him, his voice will be louder and louder, and we can be able to pick up things before they endanger us, before they become detrimental in our lives. So what I can just say as I come into a close is that the spirit of discernment is so important in these days, because the spirit of discernment allow us to be who we are in God. I am the child of God by the decisions that I make. And I make these decisions in collaboration with the Holy Spirit, that I may be able to reveal him in my life and be able to live for him. Mm. So without discernment, I cannot be able to live for God. I cannot be a person who would claim to be a representative for God and for the kingdom. We continually therefore need the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who gives us a spirit of discernment. Thank you very much, and blessings to you all.
Thank you so much, Professor. We really appreciate those were the snippets and words of wisdom. And I trust the Father has blessed you so much. We really appreciate the moment that you always have with us. May he bless you abundantly, and we give him all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. He teaches us all things. From me, Ray, it's been great. What an honor to serve in the presence of the Most High, Yahuwah Elohim. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, may he be glorified even far much more. Shalom.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.